You're listening to SBS News.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by countries in the UN General Assembly in 1948, following World War II. It had a goal of setting a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations under international law. When it comes to how that is applied in individual countries, the Australian Human Rights Commission has developed this video explaining how to define human rights.
They are the ground rules for how we should treat one another, with dignity, respect, equality, and fairness.
Unlike New Zealand and the UK, in Australia, there's actually no National Human Rights Act. Although there are implied rights protected by the Constitution, and there are federal anti-discrimination laws. At a state and territory level, there are standalone human rights acts, for example, in Victoria, the ACT, and Queensland. So why hasn't Australia had a standalone, comprehensive, federal-level human rights act? A new report by the Human Rights Law Centre and the Whitlam Institute has examined this question. The report found that for the five past decades, there's been growing public support for a federal human rights act. However, that has been countered by political opposition and misinformation. Professor Azadeh Dastyari from Western Sydney University is a co-author of the report.
There is a campaign to try to present a Human Rights Act as this very radical, very dangerous, even evil act that's a threat to democracy, when the truth is that we are the only liberal democracy in the world that doesn't have an enshrined human rights protection in our constitution or a National Human Rights Act.
Over the past five decades, two governments, both led by Labor, had made three failed attempts to establish the National Human Rights Bill. In 2008, the Rudd government launched the National Human Rights Consultation, where over 87% of written submissions said they supported an Australian Human Rights Act. In 2024, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Human Rights released a report on Australia's human rights framework, and its first recommendation was to establish a Human Rights Act. Professor Dastyari says there is enormous support from the public for the idea.
I think people are seeing what is happening around the world with the erosion of rights and are realising that we need to put safeguards in place. Whilst, you know, some things might still be working today, we want to ensure that they continue to work in the future and that our rights are protected. At the moment, we're putting a lot of faith and in the goodwill of politicians to protect our rights. Well, what if tomorrow we don't have that protection anymore?
After winning the last federal election in May 2025, the Albanese government said as part of its plan for the first 100 days in office, it was carefully considering adopting a Human Rights Act. That has yet to eventuate. The CEO of the Human Rights Law Centre, Caitlin Ranger, says there is an urgent need for a Human Rights Act.
We have had so many royal commissions, even just in the last few years, from RoboDebt to the Disability Royal Commission to the Aged Care Royal Commission, that shows our system is actually not working the way it should. We've got some important protections, but there's big gaps between them. And for many people, they are falling through those gaps and have absolutely nowhere to go. And so the point of a Human Rights Act is that it would actually put the responsibility onto government and to all public decision makers to think about the impact on people at the time they are making their decisions, rather than us having to deal with the fallout after the fact.
Ms. Ranger says establishing a Human Rights Act is also about being able to deal with issues that will arise now and in the future.
Because that lays the groundwork for all the other discussions, whether it's about religious discrimination, racial discrimination, the right to health, access to proper housing. All of these things are covered under the umbrella of a Human Rights Act. So there's a perfect opportunity right now. The consultations have all been done. Overwhelmingly, there is public support for this. And it's really a no-brainer that this is just the next step.
Wing Huang, SBS News.